Homily for Monday, May 10th. In our Gospel reading from John, we hear Jesus saying to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning." Jesus here promises and predicts the coming of the Spirit among and within his disciples. This is what Jesus points to in the Gospel of John. And then it is in the Acts of the Apostles that Luke shows just how Jesus' promise and prediction were kept. Beginning with the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost, Luke paints a picture of a church being guided and nurtured by the Spirit of God. That presence isn't always spectacular, as is pictured by Luke at Pentecost. There are not always tongues of fire, whirling winds, and speaking in tongues. But there is always the Spirit. And that is what we see in our first reading from Acts. The scene is momentous, but it's portrayed quietly. It's momentous because Paul has brought the gospel to Greece, and so to Europe. He has come from Asia Minor and is now preaching the gospel in Philippi in northern Greece or Macedonia. Following his custom, Paul naturally goes first to the Jewish community in Philippi. He seeks out where they meet to pray. It's the Sabbath. And Paul notices there's a woman there who seems intent on what he's saying about Jesus. He learns some things about her. Her name is Lydia, and she's a businesswoman. She's a cloth merchant, but she deals only with very expensive dyed cloth coming from Thyatira. Thyatira is in what was then called Asia Minor and is now called Turkey, coastal Turkey. Luke calls her a worshiper of God. That's a technical term. It describes a Gentile person who has come to admire the teachings of the Torah and the prophets. She hasn't formally become Jewish, but is certainly sympathetic and supportive. That's why she's there with the Jewish community at Sabbath prayer. Lydia listens intently to Paul and the gospel he's proclaiming. And then, in all simplicity, Luke writes, "And the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying." It's here we witness the undramatic yet life-changing presence of the Spirit at work. Lydia is moved to listen intently and prayerfully to another human being, to Paul. And in saying yes to that gentle movement, her life and the life of her whole household will be changed forever. They are all baptized, meaning they accept the good news of Jesus Christ and consent to blending their lives with his risen life in the waters of baptism. They commit to becoming disciples of Jesus, trying to live as he lived and to love as he loved. That's, in a kernel, what the work of the Spirit is all about. Bringing about that deep, life-changing yes to Jesus, who now rises to new life within the person saying yes. And Lydia also rises to new life, now in and with and through Christ. It seems so appropriate that she now, as Christ-bearer, offers hospitality to Paul and his companions. As a disciple, she will also come to learn to wash other people's feet. These simple human things, deciding to join a group for prayer, paying attention to what someone is saying out of their heart and soul, and paying attention to where your own heart and soul are moving you to go. Such human, everyday things. But they become shot through with grace, shot through with God's working presence within us. That's where and how we sense the Spirit's presence and work. I think we need to reflect much more on this work of the Spirit within and among us. That Spirit continues to make our human everyday lives shot through with grace. And though it is certainly good for us to reflect on the Spirit's presence within me, I think it is especially needed in these angry days of mutual suspicion and recrimination. It is especially needed that we reflect on how other people are also where the Spirit is acting. Let us learn not to look at one another with merely human eyes. Let us learn with Paul to look on others as where the Spirit of God is truly at work. Let there be many, many Lydias in our lives.